patient.
Stop, nurse. Now, don't worry, Mr. Grimble. We'll have you fixed up and out of here in no time.
Oh!
Ah, nurse, be careful. The patient has a very bad foot. Be careful, please. Yeah, he'll get out of here when we get the rest of his dough, not before.
Say, Doc, is there anything really wrong with his foot?
No, it's mostly in his mind. But if our patients like to stay sick and pay us for the privilege, it's their business.
What a racket. Doc, you're a chiseler after my own heart.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, boys.
I beg your pardon, but three new patients are here.
Fine, fine. Send them in, Miss Shapley. You boys wait in there while I give them the once-over. We'll run them ragged and take them for every nickel they've got.
That's a good idea.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
We'll be right back.
Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning, rocking it in and around and all about a Thursday, finally. Welcome back to the... This is a song that plays in my head. Welcome to the machine. Every day I sit down and turn all these lights and cameras and monitors. Welcome to the machine. This is the music that plays in my head. A lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of stuff for you. We're going to have some fun tonight. Fuck's sake, in the morning, whenever you're listening to this. Let's have a little fun. Fuck's sake. Everybody's so goddamn serious, including me most of the time. Most of the time. At least 40% of the time. Listen, we got some good videos put together for you. And we released, if you find on the Thomas Paine Podcast and the folks on Paine.tv, you'll see an extra supplement we put out with Mr. Edward Dowd. That went out last evening. So check that out. Talking about, is Moderna the mRNA tech stocks like Pfizer, although Pfizer is more diversified? Are these companies the new Enron? Because the shit is hitting the fan. Now, remember, we're way out ahead of the pack, so.
It doesn't look like they're collapsing to me.
Okay. Stick around. Anyhow, it was a compelling conversation, and we offered it to you folks. It was the folks on Hotwire. The highest. Man, we got it. A big one cooking for the weekend again. It's one after another. It's the highest level on Paine.tv, and we appreciate you folks jumping in over there and helping us keep the lights on, as well as the folks on the Thomas Paine Podcast on the other side that just like to listen to the audio. If you're in the market for something better, now, I don't know what our community's up to. A lot of people. Who converse with each other on social media, and they have groups. It's just like Facebook, except we don't monitor anybody's communications, and for the most part, and unless you're way out of control. And we don't sell anything to the government. In fact, I'm kind of hoping they come around so I can tell them to fuck themselves. Wait, that's the wrong button. The wrong button. Let's try it again. Kind of hoping they come around so I can go tell them to fuck themselves. Thank you. That's the right button. Well, either button could apply. It's a tough crowd these days. Let's get a kick out of these tech companies. Like the FBI comes in. We want to see this. We want to see that. And they're like, oh, okay. Let me get that for you. Special agent. Let me get that right for you. We really like what you guys are doing. I watch you guys on TV, FBI, and I watched Quantico. I loved Quantico. What's that girl's name on there? I just loved her. I love all your TV shows. FBI, SUV. I mean SVU, I'm sorry. I get mixed up. There's so many great cop shows.
What was that other one these dopes had?
There's just like Dick Wolf at FBI. Scumbag. That's a new series. We had a spoof back in the day. I have to dig it up. FBI Dumpster Fire. Back when the podcast first started. Might have to dig that episode out. We did a quick little advertise for our series, FBI Dumpster Fire. Anyway. Crazy stuff going on out there, folks. Let's get the music queued up. Yesterday's podcast was probably one of the most interesting off-the-cuff podcasts we've ever done. The last two podcasts of taking on a life of their own, and where we've done actual deep dives live. I just get in a zone, and I start going at the keyboard and looking stuff up. And it's fun. And perhaps you can understand that, hey, you can do this at home. This is the Paine.tv home game. You want to investigate people. You want to probe into things. You want to look at a tax return of a non-profit. Hey, have at it, Hoss. And it's fun, especially when you anytime you expose scumbags or pretenders, I love it. I love it. I've been doing it for a long time. And just like anything else in life, right? I think if you lead a pretty clean life for the last 6 years, I've been leading. A pretty clean life. A clean life. And years before that was city. You know, after you get out of the daily grind of journalism and after you get out of intel business, it takes a while to right your head. You're so used to cutting corners and breaking laws and everything else. You're untouchable. You really are untouchable. Until one day you figure out that you're not untouchable. That's an expensive lesson. But if you survive that. But I was thinking, this is the way most people live. They live clean. They follow the rules, right? The other side, the elites, they don't follow the rules. But you have to follow the rules. And you come to follow the rules. You treat people well, for the most part. These other people, you watch them on TV. Maybe that's why they're so fascinating. They treat everybody like garbage. They're completely insane. There's no moral compass. They're just way out of control. And then you're sitting there wondering, wow, this is almost like a TV show in itself. You have to admit, U.S. politics, the greatest show on earth. I mean, our numbers all over the world are very, very large and growing. I don't know how we're doing it, but the Bucks told me today, you're under 50 in the U.S. Daily News. You're under 50 in Canada Daily News. You're under 50 in U.K., et cetera, and all these countries. How the hell could we be even doing that? We're just a bunch of dudes here sitting outside of Philly and shooting the shit. And I'll tell you how we can do it. It's you folks out there. You're getting something from the show. So everybody has these ideas. Let's change this. Let's change that. I said, let's just be ourselves and see where that takes us, right? Because everybody's always trying to change things and pump things up. Well, we're just going to be ourselves. And it's worked so far. So, but an interesting point based on, and then I want to get rolling because we got a shit ton of videos to get rolling here. And it's your normal dose of insanity plus a few things that you may get a kick out of. But I started thinking, throw this at you folks, no matter what country you're in, right? Human beings are human beings. There's some folks I'm seeing at the end of their lives now. You know, I'm 54, so folks are a little bit older than me who have been around, relatives and in-laws and stuff like that. And in-laws of relatives, etc. You know, extended family. And some of these people were real fucking assholes when they were healthy. So I have this philosophy. If you're an asshole when you're healthy, just an unbearable person, you're completely unbearable when you get sick and you start a decline. Then I start thinking, whether it's religious, whether it's karma, whether it's, you know, whatever. An interesting school of thought. You folks on pain.tv can give me your thoughts on this in the forum of the show or in one of the groups you have or right on the main activity board. Do you think if you lead a shitty life and you're that kind of person that leads to a bad decline? Like, some folks just go, you know what I mean, when it's time for them to go. And some folks, it turns into a freak show, right? One thing after another, one health problem after another, etc. I started thinking, some of these people that I'm witnessing it happening to were the worst human beings I've ever met. And so when you start to get older kids out there, when you're 19, 20, 30, 40, you're still convinced that you're invincible. But when you're 54, you start to think, any day now. It's not that bad, but I mean, basically, you have to start thinking that way, right? You have to think you're probably in the fourth quarter of the game or close to it. Do you think that really rotten people, that a bad decline or a terrible decline, whether it's elongated or painful and they're suffering, is part of being a bad person? I don't know. It's very interesting to think about. I do know this, and you see this. It's the craziest thing. I don't know if you know this or notice it more or less or took the time to think about it. I have. Some of these people that I'm talking about that I know directly, their faces get all fucked up over time, and it's not from surgery and things like that. Well, actually, a lot of them go into that. You know, they try to improve the way their faces look. But I think if you're such an asshole, such a grouch, and just a miserable person over time, it literally affects the way you look. And when you look at Pelosi with the eyebrows, and then you look at, like, this governor of New York, Hochul, she has the same fucking eyebrows, like Cruella De Vil. And then I have some relatives who are just miserable people. Extended family. Miserable people. And they have those Cruella De Vil eyebrows. And I remember some of the women at Citigroup who had executives who came in with these eyebrows. And one broad, she got rid of her eyebrows. They weren't bowing, believe me. They were going the other way. She got rid of her eyebrows one weekend, and she came in and she had like tattooed eyebrows, and they were like, it looked like someone tattooed the fucking McDonald's logo on her forehead. She had these crazy eyebrows. I always wanted to color in underneath white, you know. Like, look, if you want to be a birthday party clown, it's, and you're doing an outline here, let's color in between the lines. But so you see this, and it's crazy, right? Their faces like take on a metamorphosis from being just miserable people. And if you look in D.C., the men and women who've been there a long time, they don't look, number one, they don't look healthy. Number two, they look like they're not completely human. Their faces are all droopy and saggy and messed up. It's like, wait a minute. Who are these people? So I just wonder if you're a miserable person and just a mean cuss and, you know, you slit throats and stab people in the back, both in your family and professionally, if that takes a toll on you, both how you end up aging and then how you end up dying. Just kind of throw that out there. Anyway, folks, this episode of the Dr. Phil Show has concluded. I need a drink.
Get up here, Mildred. He's playing Zeppelin. He took a drink. Ah, shit. He just stopped. Fuck. Forget it. Don't.
Oh, okay. It's all right. Take another drink.
All right.
Well, we played, let me cue it up. We played earlier in the week a little Neil Young. It's funny. We were kind of out in front of that story. Neil Young demanding Spotify take his music, his catalog off of Spotify or remove Joe Rogan. So we were on that early, two days ago. And we talked about, I guess we hit all the points. We talked about Southern Man, and then we talked about Sweet Home Alabama. And then we talked about Daryl Hannah, the Young Bucks, dug up his wife. That didn't come out right. Dug up his wife. I don't know anything about it, Detective. I don't know why you said that, detective. It wasn't a mental slip. They dug up information on his wife, Daryl Hannah. And I said, yeah, you know, she was... Because I'm trying to teach the young bucks here. They're like, yeah, she was a big deal in the 80s. Well, they didn't tell me that she doesn't look anything like, not even close to what she looked like in the 80s. And she wasn't that hot in the 80s. But, you know, for she was tall, right? It's sometimes it's hard for somebody's that tall, 6 foot, 6 foot one, you know, to rank with like some of the other supermodels or something like that. But people started emailing. Of all the things I say during the day, people started emailing me and hitting me up, posting on pain.tv.
Daryl, are you insane? Daryl Hannah, it's not even close. And she's like, it's unbelievable. She looks like a bag lady.
I said, all right, show me some pictures. I was like, God damn. We have to address this. I don't know what happened there. Plastic surgery, obviously. But then Daryl Hannah has been trending on Twitter. And all these things we talked about were trending. I said, man, I guess we hit all the right spots on Neil Young. And we talked about Cinnamon Girl. Yeah, I was like, what's that song about? Some chick who sells spices? I don't think so. And that's trending now. That was trending today. And well, because Spotify told Neil Young, take a hike. They're removing his catalog. And which I said earlier today, you know, when you're really, really woke, you can actually cancel yourself. Thank you. And then, who posted this on pain.tv? B. Hoppy posted a tweet from Frank Fleming. And he said, Joe Biden should threaten to resign as president unless Joe Rogan is removed from Spotify. Now, that's funny. I don't care. Well, of course, it's not funny, I guess. You know, because you're not allowed to laugh at jokes if you're on that quote-unquote side of the aisle, I guess.
No, that's not funny, man. That's not funny.
Now, yesterday we tuned up this, I'm going to call it a, some kind of front, some kind of liberation front in D.C., the Holocaust Museum. But what they've been up to, you have to listen to yesterday's podcast if you want to catch up on that. But basically how much money they get from the public on a yearly basis, and how much money they save in taxes. Again, taking money from us as a tax-exempt organization. And then they come out and they hammer people. Anybody who says anything about Anne Frank or anybody who compares anything to the Holocaust and stuff. And it's getting goddamn ridiculous because they're supposed to be a museum and we underwrite them. And I noticed I missed a very important point. And I'm not sticking up for Trump and I'm not his publicist or whatever, but we have to call it like it is, okay? Let me get some music here. Seems appropriate. Little Lies. When all these politicians were out there and everybody else for 4 years, pundits, people on television, entertainers, Hollywood actors, musicians. They were out there for 4 years comparing Trump to a Nazi and comparing Trump to Hitler. The Holocaust Museum, the folks who run it, the folks who dart out and hammer anybody conservative that says anything even borderline, they didn't say a goddamn word about that.